Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Be kind in an unkind world. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Paul writes these words, which were penned for the church at Ephesus, but also apply so much to us today. He says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." You know, it seems that we start, or we can start, and we need to start with the last part, verse 32, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." It's easy to be caught up in the anger and the clamor and the evil speaking of our modern-day world. We cannot turn on the radio or the television or read a newspaper or any other type of media without being overwhelmed with all of the bitterness and the cantankerousness and the evil speaking that is so prevalent in our world. And what makes us stand out in this unkind world is if we are kind to one another, not because they are kind to us, but because they need to be kind unto. There needs to be more smiles on our face rather than frowns. There needs to be sweetness instead of bitterness. There needs to be harmony instead of disharmony. I want to challenge each and every one of us that we begin each and every day in prayer and study in God's Word. Commit yourself to read, if nothing more, 5 minutes a day, opening up your own personal Bible and reading what God has to say. Let Him speak to you. You know, I have been more and more moved by the fact that Jesus spent time praying. When He was here on earth, God in human form spent entire nights in prayer. You know, think about that. What was the Son of God praying for? And we get some inkling of that when His disciples ask Him to teach them how to pray. And he taught the words of what we termed the Lord's Prayer. The Lord teaches us, "Our Father, who art in heaven, holy be your name." That is the opposite of anger, bitterness. Holy be your name. Your kingdom come. That's His desire, that His Father puts everything in His hands, that His kingdom be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Only as we do that does He follow up with the request that the Lord provide us with what we need for each and every day. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us from all evil. Oh, the love that God has for each and one of us. A desire for His kingdom to come. And we know that there will be a day when His kingdom will be done here on earth. And we need to hasten that day by the way we live. We need to love those who are evil and angry and do bitterness against us. Only then will there be a shining example of what it really means to be a believer in Jesus Christ. If we respond in the same way that everyone else responds, everything we say is as nothing But when we react with love to evil, good for evil, peace in the face of evil, people will be able to see that a believer, a true believer, can be kind in an unkind world. Please join me in being kind to those who are unkind in the world in which we live. Heavenly Father, as we humbly come before you, Lord, we have not reached that place, and no doubt we never will as long as we're in this earthly body. But that can be our aim, that can be our desire. Give us a heart for those who are heartless. Give us a desire to be Jesus in the life and in the experience of those who need to have Jesus in their life. Might they see something in us that is an example of our Savior and Lord. Let us be more like you in everything we do and all that we say. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.